Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
That the door has been shut against you. Tonight, as we turn around into Monday morning, that door will be open for you again. I don't care if you got a promotion this year, you are getting another one. You didn't hear me. Let me tell you, every kingdom will support its own child. And the battle for destiny is not a fear battle. Huh? You will not see the wind. You will not see rain. But your valley shall be filled with water. 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 No more dryness. I say no more dryness. Now we promote you. And we elevate you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please take your seats briefly. Now, I want you to stay in the spirit. Because as you are sitting down, don't sit on your mouth. Because sometimes you may need to shout. Because Jericho is coming down. Hallelujah. How I wish I can be hearing God like this for myself. I just know where all my enemies are. I will avoid them. One of the ways you will know you are under attack. You will see, you know, I've spoken to us here about pattern praying. There's also patterned attack. You will see all the attacks. They will be coming. I'm seeing a light around me. I don't know if it's inside this glass or if... Let me manage. I agree very much first order. I want to cross over. I've seen. You know, next year, this country, so let me just avoid Nigeria. Let me focus on the people going. So I won't be preaching here. DSS, come and carry me. So DSS, I love you. Stay your lane. There are things that may you not be vulnerable. Yeah. Of friends. David said, if it was my enemy, I would have understood. See, but it was you. I slept on the same bed with you. I ate with you. We laughed together. We fellowship. If that kind of attack, you need revelation to see it. Because by the time they come in from behind and pierce your side, you won't know. You won't see it coming. Unfortunately, many of us are not naive. That's why when you see the way we talk sometimes, some of you think we are against modernization. No, all right? I'm not against modernization. But one thing that is clear to me is that what we have now is an attempt by the enemy to dull our spiritual senses. So that when something is standing in front of you, you are blind. You can't see it. May I not be blind? I'm praying for myself. You should be praying for yourself. I mean, because sights are in levels. Sights are in levels. You can have microorganisms here, but you won't see it. But if you take a microscope, you see it. Sight is in level. If you don't believe the spiritual realm, go and meet a scientist. They will take you to the lab. There are some of you, you may not know why. The Lord will tell you from social period to social time, don't receive any visitor. Why? They are just trying to, God is trying to help you reduce your prayer point. But some, that is when they will now invite everybody from their village. Just get Genesis 1 ready. Genesis 1. We'll start from verse 10, but just stay with me. I'm just commenting on a testimony. If I don't preach today, come next Sunday. Because I still want us to pray a bit. The devil can only fight your prophecy. He can't stop it. I say he can fight it, but he can't stop it. If God did it before in your life, he has not retired. He will do it again. I said he will do it again. Are you hearing me? He will do it again. If he has done it before, he said I should tell you he has not retired. He said he will do it. How can you get a promotion that takes you 7 places higher? How do you even explain that? Which record? Which bank? Who did that? Who approved that letter? The man should be sacked. But destiny is not fair. Who is behind you is what matters. And I want to ask you, who is behind you? If you say God, I hope you know what you are saying. He sat here and said, he wants to resign. I said, wait 6 months. Exactly that 6 months letter came out. And there was battle. He said, so shall it be, the words that have come out from the mouth of the Lord. It cannot return to him empty. Whatever has been contending with your prophecy ends today. That amen is weak. Some of you do not understand contention. Contention is that you do everything right, but it fails. That's contention. Contention is when they ask you what happened, you say, I don't know. Because you don't know. You can't explain. You did everything. And for you to know that it is not you, even those who didn't do as much as you did, they scale through. And you have not seen anything. No? Just make sure that Jesus is the one opening the door. There are doors that open other doors. That's your portion. This year, 2025, God will give you entrance into a door that opens other doors. For the first time in your life, you will have a full year without struggle. The person who needed that prayer didn't say amen. You don't understand. Let me explain. What I'm telling you is that January, now, this 2025 is what we call tester course. There's something called tester course. What to do? Come and see what this thing is. Do you like it? Maybe I'm tired. I don't know. There's a white light in this area. I don't know. Like, it's as if the people here, they are covered in a white light. Okay. I didn't say you should leave your seat. I said, I'm just, okay, I know what is happening. Because I'll tell you, say, God, what? You came, you went. I will tell you what is happening. Hey, okay, well, maybe you don't need it. Should I tell you? The Lord told me, he said, now, don't take this person now. Huh? The scripture said he has sent them forth as ministering spirits. Say, for he makes his angels wing and his ministers flames of fire. So the Lord told me, say, the white light I saw is not white light. Say, there's a massive concentration of angels here. That's why it looks like I'm being blinded. So they are over there. Say, but here, across here. Huh? Here. Here. Like this. 40 of them. Like this. 40. Like this. 40. So I still have two spaces here. If anybody wants to sit here beside Brapat, you can come and sit. So, one more space. There's a space. Now, I think there's a space beside Busayo. No. If I tell you what just happened now, you will run back here. just stay where you are. Amen. Please sit down. Now, there was a time, like over a year ago, I was preaching and you were here. And I gave you a prophecy. I said, I saw the curtains in your house change. Do you remember? That was before this job. Very beautiful. I said, I just saw it. And it didn't make sense to me until that offer came. Because that curtain, you need money to buy it. Good money. So, but look at this testimony for Pastor Bara and Brother Adami. The miracle walked in to meet them. If they ask you, should you go left or right? Where do you think you're telling? You don't know. You don't know. That's the thing about the spiritual realm. You have to be introduced to it. So today, I prophesy, your miracle is coming to meet you at home. The Lord is going to connect you to a river that will not run dry. That river will not run dry. That river will not run dry. It came as a link. She even thought it was a scam. Even me that gave prophecy self, they give me that one, more. Like, I would just be doing the job codedly. You people don't know. Be collecting whatever it is they are giving, Brother Adam. Well, it's your turn. There are certain organizations, once you work for them, you can't go back again. You can't go back to Naira. So we change your level. Don't let that 450,000 deceive you. Don't let that money, that alert you are getting deceive you. I say there is more for you. You are not going to cross over 2024 into 2025 with all these battles again. Please sit down. Genesis chapter 1, verse 10. And God called the dry land earth. You cannot possess a domain you have not named. You cannot possess a season that you have not given a name to. God changed the name of Sarah to Sarai to Sarah before she became the mother of Isaac. That situation in your family, go and give it another name. People answer their name. Some of you have some native name, and that name works for you. Huh? Say, God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he sees. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Now, I want us to consider a few things. Please let me preach to your neighbor and say, God said. Please let me preach to your neighbor and say, God said. That your life should bring forth fruit. Now say amen.
Amen.
There is nothing that happens in the spiritual realm without authorization. There is nothing. It's not that you are not doing the right thing. It's just that approval has not been given. And when approval is given, one of the signs you will see is that there will be a prophetic word. Either the Lord will speak to you yourself, or he will send a man of God to you. I preached a message, I don't know, maybe last year, on the ministry of a pastor here. Why you need a pastor. That's the title of that message. So now I will come next year and preach on your relationship with your prophet. Because they are two different people. That message is for you. It's what I practice. But you also need to know. Because on another day, what you may need is not a pastor. It's a prophet. Some other days, what you need is not a prophet, it's a pastor. So you need to know the difference. So when the Lord began to speak, he said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs. The herbs there, the grass there is the first sign that confirms to us that vegetation can grow. It is not the main thing. It confirms to us that it is possible to plant something here and it will grow. The second item that was in that list is what? The herb yielding seed. Speaking about medicine, herb yielding seed. Are you with me now? That means that the land that the Lord is giving to you, I mean your heart, the soil of your life in your heart, has the capacity to produce solutions, medicine, that you need, that the people under your covering need, depending on your role, maybe in your family or in your work, whatever, or in your organization, your heart, your soil of your destiny can produce herbs. And that many times when we go about looking for solution, it is because we do not know that the solution is within us. So you need to understand how this process works, how to bring forth herbs, something that when you apply it, you get better. Number three, the Bible talks about a fruit tree that yields after its kind. That means that the soil of your life, this is powerful. You only plant a tree once, and after then, it continues to bear forth fruit. Which means that there are cycles we go through of pain and hardship. That if we had planted seeds instead of crops, the only cycle we'll be going through is the cycle of harvest. As long as you water the tree, at the right time, you will have your fruit. This is not to say you cannot plant crops, but this is to suggest to you that there are majors and minors, Bara. There are things about your life that the Lord will say, this one, take care of it. This one will take care of you till your old age. You must labor to find that one. Labor in the place of prayer, in the place of influence, in the place of intercession, rather, until the Lord put that one in your hands and say, you see this one? This is my own gift to you. You see this tree? Just make sure you water it. Can I tell you something about this kind of tree? This kind of tree is that kind of ability, is that kind of gift, is that kind of opportunity that the Lord will tell you, don't discuss this with anybody. Some of you don't have that kind of experience. God will tell you, this one, don't discuss it with anybody. Samson, don't tell anybody the source of your power. Sincerely speaking, do you really think the air is his power? It was symbolic of government, that which is upon his head. That your head means government, authority. And that's why in my own culture where I come from, the part of the world I come from, when a man is made a king, he may not see his parents for the rest of his life. Because the moment you see your parents, they must prostrate. And it is an abomination for your dad or your mom to prostrate in front of you. And your dad must refer to you as Kabiyesi, Oba. So when you are in his bedroom, if your dad wants to see, he has to come straight to your room. Because there, the king can prostrate for his father. Then your father can call you, Tunde, how are you? I needed to see you. But in public, if that error happens, the man must prostrate for his son. So to avoid that error, they separate them. They cannot be together. There are things, consecrations, covenants between you and God, and nobody must know that thing that is between you and God. Because the moment somebody gets that info, they can weaponize it. I used to blame Samson for, allowing himself to be deceived by that woman. But then it occurred to me that I have never met Delilah before. And maybe if I meet Delilah, I won't be saying what I'm saying. And apparently a lot of our ladies today, in trying to compete with men, have forgotten who they are. A lot of women don't know their strength. Well, I was discussing with my wife, I think maybe 2 weeks ago. So, and I was saying that most ladies don't know that they can get whatever they want without breaking a sweat. But because you feel you always have to prove a point. So here you are, struggling. There is a strong feminine aura and energy that a woman can dispense when she talks softly. This is not a class for feminism, but you just act vulnerable, talk softly. Even if the man doesn't want to give, you say, don't worry. Let me, I'll see what I can do. But from the gate, we're already hearing your voice. You are screaming, who left this thing at the door? I said, I don't want to say. The other man in the house knows that his partner is around, the fellow compatriot. So he's a colonel, you are a major. The Bible says soft answer always turns away wrath. There is power in tenderness. There's power in being soft. This shouting, shouting will not do it. Standing on your husband's head will not get you. I'm giving you an open secret now. Just be vulnerable. Just talk softly. You will get what you want. So this is for those of you sitting on this side.
Amen.
So I didn't know until I started studying, I take some courses in psychology. And I realized that, there's no way on earth Samson would have. Your best option is not to be in the room with her when she's dispensing that ability, that function. If she begins to use it, you are gone. Matter your anointing. I thought you said you loved me. I thought you said this was for real. I thought you said, in spite of our cultural difference, you are Igbo, I'm Yoruba, it will not affect us. Say yes. Where do you go every 4 a.m.? What is behind that door? Maybe that's your prayer room. And when I build my own house, I will build this, if I have the opportunity to build or buy a house with 6 room bedrooms, yeah. I will, or 7, I will convert, yes, amen. I will convert one of the rooms, I will put it on the prayer room, don't enter. So only my wife, we have the key. So if you are coming to me and say, what is in this room? You cannot. But imagine I'm not married to her, she now comes. What's here? I say nothing. Open, I will not open. What is here? Are you worshipping idol? I said, no. Say open. I said, no, open. Then she begins to use that feminine power. Okay, I want to sweep this place. I want to take care of everything. Or she begins to rub your head softly. Or she starts shedding very soft tears. I don't want anything to be between us. I have no secret. I've told you everything. If I don't know what's good. I'm even getting scared now. I don't even know. What is going on? One day, Samson will just say, okay. I want to go and pray. Sure, you follow me. And he'll open the door. Or maybe if you are rich enough, you use pin. You open the door. See, only rug and Bible No chair, just rock, Bible, jotter, and AC. When you pray, you lie down with small pillow. So this is where you come 4 a.m. And when I tell you I won't be available for 3 days, this is where I am. But I'm in the house, so if you come, you will never see me outside. There's a bathroom there. So this is the place, yes. Now, there is something about consecrating places to the Lord that he honors. I was talking to my friend, Pastor Desmond, a few months ago, and he made a statement. Have you ever been to a man of God, like some of these old, very old men of God, that maybe CACR or some of our old churches that are very anointed? Eh? And when you come to them, they'll just take their handkerchief, maybe one handkerchief on the altar, face towel or anointing oil, and give you, say, go. They won't pray. Are you familiar with this? So I was talking to Pastor Desmond. He now said that, He said, this man is a prophet. He didn't go to school. He's just like, this is my prayer shawl. I don't come out with it all the time. Eh? But sometimes if I really want to pray, I will fold it. I will wear it. And I pray. He said, many of those men of God, those CAC prophets, they will spread their mantle on the floor, kneel down there, pray, sweat, cry on it every month in their prayer room, every day. Then you come to them and say, ah, daddy, I've been trusting God for a child. They will just take the cloth, cover you. They will not pray. You come back, you say, 9 months later. He said, anything that is consecrated to God, he takes it. If you give him your life, he will take it. That's how you became a Christian. You gave him your life. Huh? Are you with me? If you give him, that thing now becomes something between both of you. That this one now becomes something between you and him. Are you still here? So the Lord wants us to wants our lives to not just produce solutions. Because when people need solutions, they come take solution and go. They won't stay. But when you are a tree that bears fruit every time, or you are like the tree of Psalms chapter 1 that bears fruit every year, every month, because it's close to the river, then people will just decide to move and come and start living there. If not, why would someone like Pastor Adebayo decide to go into the forest and say he saw a vision and he built the camp? Who is coming there? There are people that will not be able to fight you because they know they are the ones that will lose. Because everything around their own prosperity is built around you. There are people who move from Lagos, move to Ota, because they rented a shop in Canaan land or in the university there. All their shops, their business is there. Whatever you say about the bishop there is not their business. This is my own. This is where I make my living. This is where the food I cook for students. Everything I do is around here. I don't have time for politics or gossip. Just leave me at my shop. There are people, that means you have become a fruit-bearing tree. Not only are you useful when people have problems, they can come and get medicine. But for those who want a certain quality of life, you are also useful. If you are just a herb-bearing tree, you'll be plagued emotionally. Because most times that people will come to you is because of problems. They need herbs. They need your skills in the office. They need your coding skills. They need your wisdom. They need your counsel. But after they get it, they go. Many pastors are also tied in that area. Many pastors are dying unhappy because they can point to many people they helped that never looked back. So you need both. I say you need both. You need to be a herb-bearing tree, and you also need to be what? A fruit-bearing tree. Because most times when people come to get your fruit, it's just because they want to enjoy it. It's not because it's a problem. People will find your life enjoyable. Yeah. Haven't you seen women sitting down on their own quietly, and the brother comes and says, I don't know too much about you, but I want to, this face I'm looking at, I want to marry. It is at the altar, you now remember. Sorry, what's your genotype? Which state are you from, sir? Data. The shock on your face, like, it didn't matter. You know, you say, you are not in love. When you are in love, you forget many things. Yes. So that's why you need pastors to be reminding you. What's his genotype? Where is he working? I'm telling you, you will not love, you become a mumu. Yes, you old, you grab, you know. So don't worry, you are not alright. You are in love, Abby. You are not alright. Come, let us help you. You accept it's not love. I accept that girl is not fine. You cannot think well. Forget about it's not about the beauty, it's about the beauty. A liar. It's about the beauty. So what is it about? Yeah, tell me now. Why do you think you are fighting now after 3 months? Because you lied to yourself, it's not about the beauty, it's about the beauty. It's about the beauty. Say, Pastor, I was praying for leave the prayer first. Do you like her? Say yes, okay, sit down. We'll talk about your prophecy later. You like her, she's fine. Okay. You too, you like her. Okay, sit down. Don't come and lie to me and say it was on the mount of Mount Zion that 3 angels came and called. What's the angel's business with you? Is it angel that is getting married? Come on, say, I will be a tree. That bears fruit continuously. This is a level we must all aspire for in 2025. Many of us are already at the level where we are producing fruit or herbs to help provide solution. But there's another level. And that level is where what comes out of your life is so enjoyable that people just want to be around you. At that level, you are not just producing for solutions. Everything around you is solution driven. Everything around you is on autopilot. And it's a good place to be. Come on, say amen. Say, that's my portion in 2025. In Psalm chapter 24 and verse 1, Psalm 24 and verse 1, the scripture says, the earth is the Lord and its fullness. The fullness. You see that fullness? Huh? There's something in the ground. There's something in the ground with your name. Bara, you have become area manager. You don't need to do 10 years to become regional manager. Most people think that you have to stay on the queue. If you can find the next treasure in the ground, they move you forward. Do you know how to find it?
Yes, sir.
That's the question. While I was working at the bank, sometimes when you are just walking, then you get an email. That email, you just see it's an announcement for a new hire, for maybe an executive director. They say, he has been in the bank industry for 12 years, 10 years, he worked with this bank, that bank. He has now joined our bank as executive director, corporate strategy. You look at this young face in front of you. You calculated the career, the years he had worked. It's the same with your own. The guy even went to Covenant. We were already doing a looter, fighting. Before, who knows, R.U.N., Redeemers, what's that? Go to school. Go to ABU. Go to DESU. There are some schools, once you get the letter, we know it's in our court you go do. We don't know. Every school has, we know. There are some schools you will pay. You don't even need to go. Just pay. You get results. There are schools like ABU Zaria. If you bear, let's assume your name is Fatima and you're a Christian. If your lecturers know, they can fail you. Is Sesu here? I'm saying, Sesu. Where's Sesu? You can be victimized for being a Christian bearing a seemingly Muslim name. So you going to abuse that. It's not the same battle you will fight if you go to Ajayi Crowder. Ajayi Crowder, even from the name, the school is born again. Or Joseph I or Babalola University. From the gate, you are praying. That's your admission letter. Pray. See mountain there, go and pray. What are you doing after class? Go to the mountain and pray. What are you looking for? Want to eat? Let's go and pray. Two students are praying. One is praying to stand on her feet because her name is a problem to her. Meanwhile, maybe your parents just gave you that name because of your grandmother that was, you know, a wonderful person. The name has become a problem to you. Go and ask people in Abuja and hear the stories. That's why many of them are fervent when they leave. Man of God, there is something in the earth, and your earth is not my earth. Your earth is not my earth. Before you settle down with a man, check the earth he belongs to. Is it at 1, at 2, at 3, at 5,000, at 40? Hey, are you still here? Check the component. Is this place like Venus or Jupiter, where anything that enters will be destroyed immediately it goes in? Ask the brother. Tell me about your... Because everyone who inhabits any earth will mirror the character of that earth. When you look at a person, you can tell what earth it belongs to because the characteristics will not lie. That's why I told you, Don't fall in love yet. Look at the person very well. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. There are things in the earth, if God allows you to find three of them, treasures, just three of them for you. Maybe that's the allocation for next year, just three. And you find them. People will say God is partial. But it's not God. Say the earth, put up that scripture. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness. Fullness is not overflowing. Fullness. There's nothing in this ground that will not grow. Fullness. The Lord never created anybody, put him on this earth without the resources. Everything you need is already there. What Satan has done to many of us is not to fight our prophecy, but to change our direction. What Satan has done, because Satan cannot take away your harvest, is to make you deny yourself your harvest by changing your direction. If this was the path that the Lord had put him, you know, there are people that come to me in this church and they'll tell him, Pastor, I want to do one or two things. And I'll say, no, wait. And they will not wait. They will go ahead behind me. And then when they get into trouble, they start looking for them. They're not going to say, I made a mistake. It's your mistake. It's your mistake. That day that I was talking to you, did I say the Lord? I didn't have to. I wanted him. Well, maybe because I have that relationship with him. I didn't feel I have to. The counsel of a prophet is not an advice. Yes, if you need to know. Most times we don't say thus saith the Lord because we don't want to make you uneasy. And if it's just my advice, personal opinion, I will tell you this is my opinion. I told you, I said, go and wait. He wanted to leave and face some other thing. I say, wait. You have labored in that place. They say, honor that is waiting for you. Wait. That's half a year. Wait 6 months. What are you waiting for? I don't know. But the angel said to Mary, say, that which shall come upon you. He said, that which will come upon. The angel did not even describe it in a way. You know, sometimes prophecies can be generic and they are like, he said, that, this thing that will come upon you shall be called the Son of the Living God. If Anatu comes out, rapat. I've been waiting upon the Lord. The Lord said, that we shall come upon shall be called the Son. Bra part, because he's another. God bless you, Master. Let's continue to trust God. Because he doesn't know what to do with that information. There is no pastor on earth that can advise Anatu with that kind of prophecy. Because prophecy is clear. Say that. What is that? I don't know. That we shall come upon you. This season that is about to come upon you, there is no reference point. There is nobody that can advise me. Or you think that kind of experience, where God starts something without reference, ended with Mary. I say you are next. Amen. He said, that which... Sit down. He said, that which shall come upon you, which will overshadow you. He said, it will be by the Spirit, and what will come out of you is the Son of God. Sorry, Bible story. So I have a question. The Lord told me, Sister Mary, see me after service. We are on live stream. Don't come and create problem in this church. Even if I was the one, I would tell you the same because I don't know. We know in part and we prophesy. This one is beyond my salary level. Say that. But I want you to know that in 2025, God will be doing unreferenced miracles. Let's read, consider very briefly. Okay, give me 10 more minutes. Let me teach then. We'll pray. Well, maybe there will be no time to prophesy today. I want us to go home early. So, but the mood is there. The mood is there. Yeah. I am my gift. We are one. Matthew 16:19. Let me show you something. This is a scripture we've read a lot of times. Matthew 16. Do we have it? And I will give unto you, speaking about Peter, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I will give you access. I will give you access. So that means even though we are functionaries, we are beneficiaries, we are participants in the kingdom, there are doors in the kingdom not everybody has access to. Please, are you with me? He said, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall also be loosed in heaven. Please follow me briefly. This scripture, I need you to think through. The word of God says that when I give you the authority will be like a key. I will not talk too much about the keys because of time, but I will come back. Just remind me. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and based on the authority that will be bestowed upon you by these keys, you will receive the power to what? To bind. What it means to bind is to enforce, restrict, to cage. That means on your earth, that even though the earth is the Lord, it is possible for certain activities to be going on in your world that the heavens have not permitted. The things that the Lord himself says is an anomaly. It is an error in destiny. But they are happening to you, even though the Lord says the earth, even though the scripture said that God has given the earth to the sons of man. But there are things happening in your life for which there are no explanations. And God says, when I give you the authority, the first thing I want you to do is to what? Is to bind. Come on, say to bind. It means you will restrict, you will gauge, you will stop, you will put to a complete stop every activity, every influence, anything that you are seeing that you know that this thing is not supposed to be happening. God will not do it for you. It is your job to. Now, put up that scripture. He said that, he said you will, whatsoever you bind on. Now, the word whatsoever is significant because it leaves that item to my discretion. Huh? It leaves that matter to my discretion. There are people whose family members are dying young, and they just say, God give it and he take it. It's not an issue for them. And when you have a relationship with death, sometimes you are not bothered anymore. I was at a function a few days ago, and in the function, after the function, you know, one of my uncles was trying to talk to me, and he was talking to me, and I said, because the person who also passed is my uncle. He is 69. My uncle that I'm talking to is 67. And he said, you know, he was talking away. He said I was the one that went to take his body from the house to the hospital and to the mortuary. He said, you know, when I went there, as I was carrying his body, I started crying. I was crying. Oh, my brother. Oh. In my mind, like, did he just say he's 67? Oga, grew up. Oga, grew up. Please. You are even closer to... You are 2 years. You are close to the. You are also closer to that. Okay, he said, "Do you know? Do you know that even now, when I have, you know, the way women are, you know, the way he was talking with the other person there, that one's not saying, oh, 'Don't cry, don't cry.' See, they are just looking at like all those memes that if this man knows who he's crying in front of, he won't try this rubbish. I don't have time for this." When I had a problem with my wife, it was Uncle A that I went to call. He came all the way to my house and said to my wife and myself, "Who will I call now? Who will I be calling?" When I said, "You want to be fighting with your wife at 67? I wanted to burst into laughter, but I noticed people were crying. I just hold my side. I said, "You want to be crying at 67? Who will I call now?" He said, "There's a time." He said, "Sometimes, you know, when he's not able to do it, he will go home and bring mommy." That's his the man's wife. Two of them will come, because those ones are deeper life. They will come and they will not cancel us. As if I tell this man what's in my mind, you will feel insulted. I say, okay. The other people now say, "Don't cry." We just buried, so let today is for crying. Let him cry. So I can feel better. Don't be like that. Permitting anomaly and crying. That's what a lot of people are doing. They fail to. Please remind me. I will come back and talk about these keys. Because your authority is inked on those keys. And when I come, I will tell you what the keys are. He said, "You will, whatsoever you bind on it, it leaves that decision of whatsoever to my decision." There are things I'm seeing in this family I don't like. Why do we have our male children doing well and the ladies waiting 37, 38 before they get married? No. Some get married early, but they have, if they don't eat 35, they will not have children. No, I don't like it. He said, whatsoever.
Come on, say whatsoever. God has left that decision for you. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Believe me, you can put a stop to it. The problem is that most people are afraid that what if, and then nothing changes. What if I decide to do something about it? And nothing. That error will stop today. Put up that scripture. He said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Which means, if there is anything that finds legality in your life and finds legality in your space, it is because an application has been filed in the heavens, and the heavens have also received it. That's the way they want it in that family. So that thing is operating your family, because that thing is also operating the spirit realm in your family. But the moment you decide and say no more, this line and no further. The moment you make that decision, that will also bring another appeal. You in the spiritual realm, they will now say, okay, that thing should not move again. Look at your prayer. He said, whatsoever you... So there are different types of prayer, and I have mentioned many of them, but we have not talked about the prayer of binding and losing. There is a prayer that is called binding and losing. Say whatsoever. Come on, say whatsoever. Whatsoever you bound on it. And isn't it interesting that the first place the binding took place was on earth? It was on earth. In your own earth. Your own space. You can wake up tonight and say, from today, in my family, people will be getting married. Because in the spiritual realm, the first way you register a new position is by speaking. It's by speaking. From today, this is what is going to be happening here. You bind not by crying, but by speaking. Put up that scripture. It's whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound. That means there are things that are roaming in the heavens because you didn't do anything about it. They are roaming. They have no visa, but they are roaming. Sicknesses, heart condition, kidney failure. Marital, delayed marital, or testimony. Roman. Children dying in their prime. Roman.
Look at what the scripture is saying.
Where does the binding take place? Please talk to me. Where does the losing take place?
Are you seeing something? Hello?
You didn't see it. Look at that scripture. It said, whatsoever you bind on earth, shall be what? That, and I told you that there are things that are roaming around because you didn't do anything about it. That the moment you place a restriction, the heavens will receive a command and say there's an application here for this activity to stop. We don't want to see it in this. But there is another angle you need to consider.
Let's pray.
He said, whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. See, pay attention here. There is a prayer that is called binding and losing. Both of them are in your hands. The problem is, you cannot bind without revelation. You cannot lose without revelation. Most of us are binding the wrong things. There was a woman that Jesus met at the temple. The woman was bound for 18 years. Huh? She couldn't walk straight. Do you remember the story of that woman? And Jesus was trying to help the woman, and the Pharisees, do you remember that story? They came after that, after Jesus, because he was trying to help the woman. And from that story alone, I will quickly bring out one or two things there. Number one is that the first thing you must deal with when you are dealing with a long-term problem is not a problem. It is a spirit of accusation. Write it down. I say when dealing with a long-term problem, maybe it could be a health condition, maybe not getting a job for a long time. There are some of you, maybe you are graduates, HND or degree, and all the jobs you have been doing, you've not earned above 60,000. Today, we reverse that order. Yeah. We reverse that order. Yeah. I'm seeing three ladies here. That order has been erased. Yeah. There are things that should be bound, and there are some things that should be loosed. But you need revelation. The Pharisees attacked Jesus There was an accusation and a violent spirit of accusation, so that Jesus will not deliver that woman. And I want you to know that when you are dealing with long-term problems, the first thing you need to put at the back of your mind is to deal with spirits of accusation. Sometimes you are planning something that is very good, maybe like a wedding or maybe a job. You're about to get a job. Have you ever gotten an offer and just a few days to resume it, you start feeling confused? You start feeling like, is this job even real? Who knows what I'm talking about? Okay, you are going to get married. A few days or a few hours, you're just like, hey, is this even... Okay, if you are going to get married, and you may be surprised, it's not only women it happens to. And you're like, am I really getting... am I really getting married? Just wave to me, I need to know. Like, is it really happening? Is it really happening? Like, have you ever thought about what if he doesn't show up on that day? There's a lady, the guy was stuck in traffic. The woman was already in church. The woman started crying. Because where the traffic held them, they will have to join them in absentia. And you know, when you watch a lot of Facebook videos, you will see something like that. That's why today, God forbid, everybody will be in the same hotel. You are not supposed to see your wife on this. Make her hold your hand. Let us go to the church together. I don't want to hear any story that tire, something happened to tire. You see, there's traffic before it finish. You see, no. If they want to join us online, we are here. We are here. Join us. Many women have cried buckets because the Pharisees accused Jesus, accused the woman. You cannot do this miracle here. But what did Jesus say? He said, this daughter of Abraham was a woman of faith. Even in spite of her medical challenge, she was serving. In spite of her, I want you to be thinking, in spite of her challenge, she was serving, she was still trying. And the people who accused her were in church. The people who felt that the miracle is not as important as the word of God. That it's time to hear the word. Let everybody sit down. Miracle is not, it's not about miracle. So it's about what? It's about what? Okay, it's not about miracle. What is it about? Don't make the mistake of casting aside a truth because you want to establish another one. Because you see that one you threw away, you can need it tomorrow. Go and read the Bible. Most of the stories that were there were stories of divine intervention. Is it Abraham having children? Is it how David became king? Huh? Which one do you want to talk about? Is it how Peter's boat was filled with fishes? Which one is normal among the three of them? There's nothing normal about the Bible. There's nothing normal about the kingdom. Even when you say you teach, the power of God must be evident and present. Yes, yes. The accusers rose up to prevent. And that's why there are bindables and losables. When you want to deal with long-term problems, don't address the problem first. Deal with accusers. The Bible refers to Satan as the accuser of the brethren. I'm putting some dangerous. You know, my wife made an observation while was it Pastor Barra and Pastor Buki was speaking this morning, and my wife said, "Did you notice?" And even Mama, she said, "Mama," while Mama was sharing her testimony, said, "Did you notice that you could hear the strategies, how the testimony eventually happened? Okay, there was a prophetic word. I did this. We did this. You could hear it in Pastor Buki's testimony. You could hear part. You see, when you share testimony, you should be able to, people should be able to look at it and say, oh, this was the formula she applied. Oh, the Lord told us to pray every night. The Lord told us to praise Him. The Lord gave us some very weird things. The Lord told us to give and support some people. We didn't have enough, but we obeyed." You hear that strategy. Final scripture. Let's all work and pray. It's your season. Well, this message is far from over, but we will redeem it. We have Jeremiah 22:29. Now, I established when we started this service, this message, that the earth belongs to the Lord and that there are goodies inside the earth. I also established to us that these resources that are in the earth, they are for you. Now, I'm here to also establish to you that the earth, your earth, has the capacity to hear your voice. I say your earth has the ability to hear your own voice. Rise on your feet. Let's pray. Put up that scripture. Now, whether you are a child or you are an adult, if you are a child, you have the advantage of praying some things early. If you are an adult, nothing spoiled. Please, this scripture, I want you to note it and remember it. Because there are prayers that when you pray, those who don't understand you will be asking, where is it? Where is it in the Bible? Do you know that if you read this scripture 29 and 30, this scripture was actually used to judge, to bring judgment. It can also be used to bring blessings. Let me read 29 and 30, but 29 is my area of emphasis. It says, oh, earth! 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 30. Thus hear the Lord. Look at the process. Write this man childless. A man, look at the judgment God brought about.
Come on, are you here now?
You see, this is how to pray prophetic prayer. It's not a prayer you rush. Because it has energy involved. It has a particular attitude. Now, this one is another matter, but I just wanted you to see how strong that prayer was. That's why I'm reading verse 30. He said, write this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. Look at a curse that the earth was invoked. Somebody invoked the earth to walk against a man. Are you with me?
I have heard stories of people that went to Canaan land. And after the program, packed some sand from Canaan land, went to their shop, pour it on the soil, and their business changed.
Oh yeah, Google doctor, explain.
Google engineer, what do you have to say? Google IT officer, tell us now, what happened? Same thing, redeemed. There are people who have brought the picture of mad people, place them under the seat of Bishop Oyedepo. And as Bishop Oyedepo shared the grace and was leaving, they removed the picture. As they were removing the picture, the madness was leaving the person. Now, that location. Oh, yeah, explain. Shebi, you want to explain everything. Oh, yeah, explain.
I said today, from today, you will begin to see uncommon signs. Yeah. Uncommon wonders. Yeah. That the Lord will do with your hands. As you say it, you see it. As you say it, you see it. Look at how the earth was conjured to fight a man. Now you are going to speak to the earth to walk with you. And you are going to pray, oh earth. Oh earth. Oh earth. The next line now will be you praying. And you are going to be saying to the Lord, O earth, hear the word of the Lord. For thus hear the Lord, you shall yield to me in 2025. Both herb-bearing seeds and fruit-bearing trees. Everything that will mark the beginning of the best years of my life. O earth, hear the word of the Lord and begin to bring them forth. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 This prayer is for you. This prayer is for you. Oh earth! Oh earth! Hear the word of the Lord. For thus hear the Lord. You will yield to me every good thing. Herb bearing seed. Fruit bearing trees. You will yield to me what the Lord has said you should yield to me. Every treasure that the Lord has put in the ground for me and my family over this assembly in the name of Jesus. Begin to yield to me. Begin to yield to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Plead the blood of Jesus and begin to pray. Plead the blood of Jesus and begin to pray. And ask that the earth will yield to you. Let the head begin to yield to you. If you can hear my voice, the head will begin to yield to you. Zekata yele makanda ya rabasiya. Zekata bahe katondele barakatalia. Yendele baruse katai nele makale konotaya. Let the head begin to yield to you. Bareketele mosota ya katale masai. Begin to yield to me. Begin to yield to me. Begin to yield to me.
Begin to recover everything that you lost. Begin to recover everything that you lost. Are you praying? Begin to recover everything that you have lost. Begin to speak to the earth. Oh earth, yield to me. Yield to me. Yield to me. In the name of Jesus. Ale makata ya barakata ye. Le barakata le ne mosuta ya gadaya. Whatever has been taken out of your life, we begin to yield. We begin to yield. We begin to yield. We begin to yield. Recover all. Recover all. Recover all. Ale makataye baye kataya. Begin to break every limitation. Begin to break every limitation. In the name of Jesus. For we have received a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Arabakataye labaya. Yenka leka parenda lebaya. Let the earth begin to yield to me. Let the earth begin to yield to me. In the name of Jesus. Ale makata ye barakata ya dabaya. He said, Moses, take off your shoes. For the ground that you are standing on is holy ground. Let your ayekamayaka, let the ground begin to yield to you. In the name of Jesus. Ale makata ye barakasanda legada. Araba legada bayakalabas. Arabakata ye balagada barekazon. Rabakatale makasata ya la barakata. Rabakatale balagadaya. Begin to yield. Begin to yield. Don't stop. Don't stop. Tell the ground to yield. Tell the ground to yield. Ale makata ye gadaba ye gala. Rabakatale barakata ya balagadaya. Rebakata yela baradala. Azeketele borosekaya. Rekapata lada basokataya. Zokata yele makala dega. Ozekata yele marakataya. O rebakata le barazetele. Let the ground begin to yield. Let the ground begin to yield. Let your ground begin to yield. Let your ground begin to yield. Every air bearing seed and every fruit bearing tree. Azekataye balakaria. Ale barakataye nele mosuka. I've got something more than gold. I've got something more than gold. Never and ever, Lord. Zakataye nele boko sotaya.
This heart beats for you as the serpent water soul. My soul longs for you forever and ever. Jesus is more than gold. Something more than gold. I got something more than gold. Something more than gold, though. I got something more than gold. If all I am is Jesus says,
I got something more than gold.
I tell it to the world. Oh.
Jesus is more than gold.
Yeah, more than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
Than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
Yeah, more than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than.
Something more than gold. I got something more than gold. Something more than silver. I got something more than gold. If all I have is Jesus,
I got something more than gold.
I
battle into the world.
Jesus is more than gold.
Hey, more than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
Hey, more than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
Hey, more than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
And the ship of what a soul. My soul longs for you. Forever and ever. This heart beats for you.
As the deep as the water,
so my soul looks for you forever and ever. Yeah. Jesus is more than gold. Something more than gold. I got something more than gold. Something more than gold. I got something more than gold. If all I am is Jesus,
I got something more than gold.
I tell it to the world.
Jesus is more than gold. As deep as the water, so my soul longs for you forever and ever. Yes, this heart beats for you. For as the deep as the water, so
my soul longs for you
forever and ever. Yes, this heart beats for you. Something more than gold. I've got something more than gold. Something more than silver. I've got something more than gold. If all I've got is Jesus,
I got something more than gold.
Tell it to the world.
Jesus is more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
Gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
I got something more than gold.
More than gold, more than gold.
Jesus is more than gold.
I bow our Lord Rupa. I bow our Lord Rupa. Oh, Lord, no sorry, Oku. Oh, the Jericho, Agbara Lorupo, Agbara Lorupo, Ola no sori oku, Oh, the Jericho, Agbara Lorupo, Agbara Lorupo,
Agbara Lorupo,
Ola no sori oku, Oh, the Jericho.
Power belongs to God.
Power belongs to God.
God. Power,
all power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God. Power,
all power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God. Power,
all power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God. Power,
all power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God. Power,
all power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God.
All the power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God.
All the power belongs to God. All the power belongs to God.
Power, power belongs to God.
Power belongs to God.
Power belongs to God. The earth is going to yield to you. It will not only be, you will not have to struggle again. You will only need to put your effort where you need to put it. There is someone here, and I don't know if I should ask you to come out. You see, the first thing that the earth will yield, according to Genesis chapter 1, is grass. And that is a confirmation to you that this earth can now produce something. God is touching her. Don't worry. I saw a particular person, and it seems as though there is something the enemy uses against you. And that is alcohol. Alcohol. And the Lord said, we want to remove it. If you know me, I don't judge anybody. But the Lord said, this matter today, if you can come, it wants, because you are not taking alcohol just because you like it. There's a spirit involved now. And that spirit is, the way it works is to have an occasion to say you are not qualified for this testimony. And that is what they are using. So if you are there, wave to me. I want to pray for you because the Lord said, I can remove that hindrance. If you don't come out, no problem, no issues. But if you are there, if you are that person that is stuck with the bottle I am seeing, now wave, let me pray for you. Don't waste time if you are not going to. I can't see very well. So if you are there, you need to, and this is, I'm not judging you because everybody has his own vice. But if you want me to call you, but it is your own problem, I will not call you. Even though I know you, I will not call you. The instruction is clear. If the person does not mind and can indicate, the Lord said he will remove that restriction from the person's life. Don't do like the brother that came to the office, because you may go there after service and you may not meet, and said, oh, I could not come out because I was sad. There is something in Exodus chapter 9, verse 32. I just want to, it's like a prophetic portrait that keeps coming. And I want to, in fact, this thing that I'm talking about now, there's a brother, there's a sister. Let me complicate the matter. So a sister is also involved. So you see now, I can begin to go, I will enter your address, but let me, the Lord said what is in front of you, if you don't want hindrance, that's the thing we must remove. And there's a spirit behind it. So if you are there, you can raise your hand or you can come forward. I will pray for you. It's not a big deal. It's just alcohol or beer, whatever you want to call it. But we can help you because the anointing is here. Give me that scripture. If you come after this service, I will not listen to you. That's how sure I am. Exodus 9:32. There is something called noisome pestilence. Do you have the scripture? Okay. We've been caught. So we are offline. I fear for my people in Europe. But are we still recording? Huh? Are we still recording here? All right. Let me read. Or do you have it? Exodus 9:32.
Let me just, praise God. He said, but the width and the, yes sir, Exodus 9:32. He said, but the width
and, Old King James, not even King James, Old King James, even the Bible is old.
The width and the reed were not smitten, for they were not grown up.
Which verse are you reading?
Exodus 9 verse 32. He said, but the width and the reed were not smitten.
Go to 33.
Said, and Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands and unto the Lord, and the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured out upon the earth.
All right. Says, and Moses, okay, I was using another version, a simpler version anyway. It says, and Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread my hands. There are people that have walked with God, though they are not shouting, they will just spread my hands. He said, I will spread my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder
shall cease.
Neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord. Do you have that one in your own Bible? No. Look at what is in 34.
He sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. Verse 35. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened.
I'm a new generation man. You are. But when I saw this version, I loved it. Moses said, I want you to know that this earth is the Lord. You see all this noisome pestilence, this thunder. You know, no matter how bold you are, there's a way you hear thunder. You run into the house. Huh? You've not heard thunder before. There are some thunders, the whole house will vibrate. You'll be shouting, even if you are on Mount Tabora, you'll be shouting, Jesus, Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood. I once prayed for somebody in the afternoon, and lightning came. Oh my God. It was about 4 years ago during the prayer month. Broad daylight. Lightning came from the window like this and struck me. Disconnected my internet. Like, struck me. I was electrocuted by lightning. Have you ever been hit by lightning? Since that day, I can't. I'm not man, I run lightning. Shit. I used to send lightning on everything. Because the devil, they wanted to attack me. That you are praying for this person. I did not back down. Took my laptop. The lightning took my laptop. Bah, on the floor. Scattered my dining. Hit me. Bah, on the floor. I was seated. The lightning put me under the table. Now, that's lightning. Imagine thunder. You see, the sound is like an explosion. That was what... Are we back online? Hello, are you with me? That was what Moses brought to fight the battle against Pharaoh. It was Moses that brought the lightning and thunder. Moses now said, this one, when I go out now, I will stretch. God will give you power. Amen. Is it not in your village that people send thunder and lightning to go and kill people? But they borrowed it, they copied Moses. Witches and wizards will send lightning. In Igbo film, it's on the road, the thing we hit. It will hit always on the road. Pa! Yoruba people now madness. But they got it from Moses. Do you know how much power you have on the inside of you? Because of the terror that Moses had. Moses said, okay, I will remove it. Stretch his hand. The Bible says, and the thunder ceased. The hail. Do you know what hail is? Do you know what hail is? What is hail? Tidal storm. The kind of storm that removes houses, removes fence, over floods entire areas. That's what Moses brought to fight. Moses wanted to fight, and he brought hail and storm. And thunder. If not, you cannot see. He said, just to let you know that the earth is the Lord. We are going to pray a prayer now. Are you with me? Now, let me tell you, no spirit will listen to you because you are speaking through your nose. They must be terrorized. You must terrorize them. Some of you have lost the ground that God gave. You have lost the land. And everything that God wants to do in your life is attached to that land. You cannot move to another land because the Lord himself has set the boundaries from the day you were born. The Lord has set the boundaries that this is how great this person will be. This is how mighty this person. The moment you lose the ground upon which God has placed you spiritually, there is nothing. We have to go and fight and recover it. So the same way Moses sent thunder, sent hail, sent light to terrorize Pharaoh because of the children of God, now you are going to send thunder. You will send lightning. Because let me tell you, if demons do not learn to respect you, there are some small, I call them distracting battles. You'll be fighting them. You will even have time to prepare for Goliath. See, sometimes, and I'm just passing by, when you see what God is doing in your life, sometimes you may have a quiet fear that, after this, what next? The Lord who opened the first door is not dead. Huh? Your growth will be fast, phenomenal. Now, I'm not just talking about that, maybe you'll forever be earning in dollar, naira, pounds, whatever. What I'm saying is that a vacancy will be created and you will be made a fantastic offer. Now, I wish somebody can connect to that testimony. So we want to secure the land. There is a particular person here. There's a particular person here, and I don't know if you are more than one, but there's a particular person here. The land, the ground upon which the Lord gave to you, did not start with you. It started with your parents. But your parents offered sacrifice to idols and they lost it. This is a serious matter. I said your dad offered sacrifice to idols and they didn't take anything from him. What your family did not know was that what they took from your father was more than the sacrifice. It was the ground loaded with blessings, generational blessings. Now you are here now. You are struggling.
marriage, wahala. Lasting financial breakthrough, wahala. But this person I'm talking about, you know that at some point, your dad went somewhere or was asked to do something and they had to do some of those things. And today, you, on behalf of your siblings and yourself, you will recover that ground. So I speak by prophecy. That covenant that your dad made on behalf of you and your family is now terminated. I said it is 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 terminated. Therefore, you and your siblings, recover your name back. That name was blessed with greatness. Recover it now. I say recover it now. You have not seen anything. You will recover it. So this morning, I send lightning and thunder to go ahead and recover that land. Now, I'm seeing something now, but I don't know who that person, but I'm seeing it. Something happened in your home, and maybe you know or maybe you don't know, but and somebody wanted to help your mom. They said that they would do some things, and they told your mom to bring a piece of cloth. If you know something about somebody asking your mom to bring a piece of cloth that they will use it to help, just, you may or may not know, but if you do know, raise your hand. Something happened, there was a problem, and they wanted to help her. And the person said, oh, they said we will bring a piece of cloth. In fact, it seemed as though that it was one of the wrappers of a cloth your mom already has that was given. Now, you know, some of our parents, they did some of these things innocently. But the spirit realm is a legal realm. It doesn't operate based on emotions. Today, the price has been fully paid. I said the price has been fully paid. Because now I am seeing within the family is either somebody married, separated, or somebody has a child, is now a single mother. This one, not married. But from today, that error is cancelled. Will speak to the earth to begin to recognize your voice. To recognize your voice. To recognize your voice. To recognize your voice. The earth might belong to you. But if it has not known your voice, it will not answer you. But today there's a change of leadership. In Philippians chapter 2, 9 and 10. Philippians 2, 9 and 10. By the time we hit January 1, your address will be missing in the camp of the enemy. Do we have the scriptures? Philippians 2, 9 and 10. He said, wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now, look at the zones, the regions, the parameters for which this name we operate. The scripture said that every knee shall bow, and then he went ahead and told us of things in heaven. That means there are things in heaven that don't bow to him. There are spirits in the second heavens, princes running their own government. Their fight is not with you, it is with your bloodline. And of things in heaven, look at this, of things in the earth, things on this earth that revolt the purpose of God. They walk against the purpose of God. The moment they see a man trying to rise, they go after him. Do you know that there are laws, unwritten laws, that follow many systems, organizations? Oh, you cannot be like this until you are 50 years and above. You heard his testimony. Promotion 7 places up. Never done. Never heard. And there was warfare. Ah, warfare follow. You didn't hear the whole story. Warfare follow. They're like, ah. When they call era managers and you see them, you now realize that, oh my, like, say, you are one of the youngest here. When he got to his location, the enemy positioned one stiletto girl there to destroy him. I didn't even know. He was not in church. The wife was not in church. Were you here on one Sunday where I was shouting, Chioma, Chioma, on this altar? Yes. Eh? Do you remember? That was the name of the girl. And he was online. He said, yes, finally I'm free. The guest's name was Chioma. Say, no, how did I say it that day? How did I say it? Do you remember? Chioma wants to cook for you. And she was trying to cook for you. Hey! We opened the file in Lagos. Because after every major breakthrough, sir, the devil is the next person you see. After every major breakthrough, it's not time to sleep. After Elijah defeated the 400 prophets, Jezebel showed up. But Elijah was tired. He ran. Elijah could face 400 men. Do you know if I was among those 400 men and I saw that our God has failed us, I would just mobilize 50 of them. Carry him. Carry him. Carry him. Bam! Start beating him. Forget about the fire. We don't want fire again. We'll beat the living dead. Remove his teeth. His front teeth. Before he say Holy Ghost fire, we will not allow him to talk. We will use our blow to finish him off. The guys could not even do anything. They were mesmerized with Elijah. But Jezebel did not come out. She only sent a letter to him. You. What's the time now? 4:00. By this time tomorrow, you are a dead man. That's what she said. And the demonic spirit of fear. How can a man? We are not even up to 400. Can you imagine? One man here arrest 400 people but cannot face one. And the man did not. You see, the real forces of darkness, they don't come out. When they come out, that means your case is concluded. They don't come out. That person in your office is not your enemy. That one is still coming to work. This one did not come. I just say, go and tell him that, okay, this is 4 p.m. Okay, let's make it 5. You are a dead man tomorrow. The secret is to the Lord. You are using Facebook and Twitter to expose yourself. The people who know how this earth works, they don't come out. They don't come out. If you like, share all your problem on Instagram. If you like, share it on WhatsApp. People will use you for cruise. Just continue. You don't know this earth. If you know this earth, Philippians 2 says that there are things on the earth that except you invoke the name of Jesus, they will not bow. Do you think they are not aware that you're a Christian? But because according to Matthew, he said you need to bind the things that are on earth so that the things that are on heaven can also be bound. You allow them to roam free. How do they roam free? They roam free when you live in unforgiveness, when you keep malice, when you refuse to forgive. You allow the powers of darkness to be roaming free in your life. So I will not forgive. You don't know what you are doing to yourself. You don't know what you are doing. Let God fight your battle. Say there are things in the earth that except you invoke the name of Jesus, they will not bow. But he takes it a step further. He said there are things under the earth. Somebody is still asking whether there are powers in the marine world. Yeah, look, they say under the earth. What scientists have told us that under the earth is water. What do you want again? What do you want? You want to know that where in the Bible that there's marine? I will show you. The God of the Philistines is a marine spirit. Dagon. Dagon means fishman. The God that they worship, that God pieces in their temple, is the fishman. Go and Google Dagon and see. Google is your friend. Use it. Today, do we have some of you here that they have taken to the river before when you are younger to bait for you? Wave to me. Wave to me. All of you in that WhatsApp group. I can see some of you. Today, we recover you there. Yeah. Our parents did many things innocently. In the name of the churches we went to, some of them will you must make sure just make sure that she doesn't eat any pepper for the next 6 months. That is, what does pepper have to do with the word of the Lord? You are crazy, man. You're crazy. Are you a babalawo? Are you a prophet? You must not allow her. She must not be operated. Talk to me.
I wanted to add that day I was watching the service. She came to me 2 days before the service. And I was able to overcome that temptation because we're neighbors. The day I moved in, she didn't know I was married. But she asked me, are you married? I said, yes, I'm married. Oh, I've just left my ring at home. So when you were saying Chioma and Abia State, and I was like, I had to call you immediately.
Sure, Abia too.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned Abia State, that you met somebody in the bank in Abia State. So she knew I was a pastor. I told her, look, I'm a pastor. I had to tell the landlady I'm a pastor. But she never called me pastor until the day she came to me naked and I turned her back. So when she was trying to come to my room to apologize, I just called my wife and we're praying in the Holy Ghost. So when she came to the door, she heard me praying and she just moved. So it was after that attack. That was when she now started calling me pastor from that day.
Now, let me ask you a question. Our brother currently lives in Abia State. all the way from Abia to Lagos this morning. So what if it wasn't online? Just think about it. I know you hear God. I know you are the Deputy Holy Spirit. But just imagine. I hope you know that.
Stay back. I was prepared to go. Because after that thing, I said, I'm not going to stay in this house. Let me go to church. But the Lord says, stay back. Just stay back and watch.
Now, I didn't even know it was going through anything. I mentioned the state. And it looked like I was joking that day. I mentioned the state. I mentioned the name of the girl. I mentioned what the girl was doing. He was online. He was hearing. To confirm to him that there was an attack at his door. Let me tell you, individually we are weak. Individually we are not as strong as we think we are. So what if? Let's just assume, I want to rest. I want to even sleep today. I'm tired. I worked very hard on Friday. I went for experience on Saturday. I will not come for service on Sunday. Do you think the devil that will come will be considering, let's not attack her now. She went for experience. Do you think that's what the devil will be thinking? She worked very hard on Friday. She did one report. She finished 3 a.m. Do you think that's what they'll say? Let's allow her rest. Then on Monday, we'll come back. Destiny is not a fair fight. They wait for you to sleep. The Bible says, why men slept? They wait for you to sleep. They know you are tired. That's when they come. When if God says, pray, you'll be behaving like a drunk man because you are tired. But today, the battle is against them. I said the battle is against them. Can be Chioma, it can be Amanda, it can be Cassandra, it doesn't matter. The problem is that the issue here is that the devil is at your door. The Satan has decided to sift you. Even if the person was a Christian sister in church, at some point the person said, no, we are Christian, let's stop. That one did not plan to stop. She planned to go all the way until God brought the thing here. Chioma, Abia, Chioma, hey, food. Who is cooking for you? Hey! That's what God take deliver. Let me tell you, if God has placed you in a community, don't be deceived. Your provision is there. It's not until I prophesy to you. I'm just telling you. There was a time many years ago in this same building. There was a brother that used to be in this church. Pastor Desmond came here to preach. The moment Pastor Desmond got on the altar, he mentioned, I said, who is so person? He mentioned the person's name. That name is so unique. It's not like Ayo. It's not a common name like Ayo. What other common Yoruba name do we have? Femi, no. He mentioned that name. And he said, the Lord, he mentioned two people and he mentioned the brother's name. The brother was not here. I called one of our pastors. I said, go and call him. Before wherever he is, maybe he went to work. Go and call him. When my pastor got back to me, he said that he's at home. That God said he should not go out today. You know, I told you, most people who say they are angry, they are lying. You know, I used to, when I tell you, some people think it's experience. A guest minister came, and before opening the Bible, he mentioned your name. Think about it now. So who heard God? The brother doesn't know, the pastor doesn't know you from anywhere. He just say, who is Chukwu Emeka? Not Emeka, Chukwu Emeka. You self think now. You didn't hear God. Do you know what happened? That some of you might have been in the service, if you remember. Thank God. You make person they get witness most. The brother sent me a message saying God said he should stay at home today. I said, number one, find your way to church. When he came, Pastor Desmond was here. I left my seat here. This was where I used to sit. I came up to him and I started appealing to him that Bishop, the man is here. Please, can you still pray for me? He said no. He refused. He said the unction for that is gone. I said, I said, Joe, you are my friend. You cannot. He said, Ore, he's gone. I said, what do we do? He rushed in. I was trying to make excuse. He said, do you want me to lie? I said, he's gone. I fought. I said, come. Bishop just prayed for him. But me, I knew. He just did that. After he said, I called him. I was angry. What is this? Say, God told him to stay at home. I said, number one, God cannot negate his word. He said, do not forsake the assembly of yourself. I said, God cannot tell you. And it is even today that we open your file. I said, for you to see that you had familiar spirit, there are very few things. God will never tell the lamb to stray away from the sheep or from his mother. Do you want to destroy that small sheep? It doesn't work that way. It's not because of me. It's because of all of us. It's for our own safety. If I begin to preach here and I come one next time, I say, go and bring palm oil. Bring palm oil to this altar. What else? What else do the honey? No, not only honey. You bring alligator pepper, and you bring a yam. The gods are asking for yam, and then you bring yam. No, I don't like cola. I don't like her. Except I have cough. I don't like cola. What else do the gods like? Live goat. Then after 6 months, you notice that they say pastor started a farm where he has a lot of goats. The one that the gods collected. Then you can call me and say, pastor, you know we love you, but this is your message. Like something is contaminated. Because you are there to protect me. And you have a right to ask. You have a right to ask. The same way I have a right to ask you what I'm asking. There are doors in the spiritual realm that open for 5 minutes. If you don't go in, it's closed. That brother's case was a classical example. Despite forcing him to come, the pastor said, no, it's late. What most of you don't understand is that the way the prophetic operates is like wind. That moment when that matter is mentioned, that is it. If that wind is not strong, if that network is not strong, by the time you come, the pastor is already in the office. They're eating food that we bought for him. The anointing is gone. Before this church started, 1 year before this church started, the Lord told Pastor Ayo to tell me to go and start a church. But Pastor Ayo knew me. I didn't want to hear. Anything church, I don't want to hear. You understand? I like my freedom. So Pastor Ayo was looking at me. He would just be encouraging me. Don't worry. Anytime God talk to you, just let me know. Anything God just tell you, just let me know. Pastor, you're new for 1 year. He did not tell me God told him anything. One day, we had a prayer meeting in the afternoon that Pastor I organized. I just went there. I said, and I knelt there. I said, Pastor, I said, there's a problem. I said, what's the problem? I said, it's like the way God is talking. He wants me to start a church. I expected him to say no. No, No. There's no agreement in this. Me, I was serious. You know, I'm talking. I want him to be serious. So I had a serious face. So he too would take the matter serious. Pastor, I just burst into laughter. He lose his shirt. He started laughing. He said, finally. He said, I knew 1 year ago, but I couldn't tell you because you are not ready. You are looking for something else. Truly, I was looking for something else. That Australia. That. Even if I want to serve God, I can serve God in Australia. But for make I go first. So I don't want to hear anything. Nobody should talk to me. Let me just arrange myself. When I reach there, anything I want to tell, let them tell me there. You know that it's a mental posture. You are just there like, just cack. Nothing. Just they go airport. Once you soda, once you cross, finish. My son, for now, I'll be the apostle of Australia. Share now for these people, no problem. I know they go down Nigeria. I don't tear my passport. Udigba, my brother. That's what we see. Amu. My next year, we don't reach 10 years. That's what we see. Amu. But Pastor Ayo did not even dignify my serious look. He laughed at me. And I'm sick when I see him, I will take him up on that matter. Because now, me too, I have strong teeth. I'll say, that day you laugh at me. We'll take it up. Eh? He laughed at me. But you see the power of community. Somebody was online, and not just in a generic way, in a specific way. Do you know at any time I'm not in the country, I join the online service. Even if I'm not, I will join, I will follow. It's like I even enjoy Pastor Tokwe's message more when I'm listening to him online. Or any of the pastors. Because here I'm with them. So I don't. When I say, make I just follow Kenya, they cross, go Dubai. Somebody say from here. I see they go. Listen to me. You see the way you are relaxed. That's how it will be next year. But there is a battle we are going to fight next, and I need to prepare you. After the Lord destroyed the Israelites' force. A unique type of battle, one they have never fought before. It was a battle with themselves. They fought an internal battle. They fought against, they find themselves fighting against the plan of God, purposes of God. And as we enter into 2025, we are fasting, we are praying. Make up your mind not to be at war with God over his plan for your life. Because I tell you, that plan is beautiful and it's big because God doesn't do small things. Whatever you are thinking of yourself, that you think you want to do for yourself, God's plans are bigger.
So embrace early. The Bible says it is good for a man to bear his yoke while he's young. There are destinies you cannot carry if you start late. Not everybody can be a Moses. Not everybody can be a Caleb. There are some people, just one mistake, God put them aside. One mistake, like Rehoboam. God just took the kingdom, took clothes, 13 to 12, gave 10 to one man, left two, and said, from today, the kingdom is divided. That's all. The moment God divided it with Ankara, things started happening in the nation. Conflict. But do you know that's how they decide things in the spiritual realm? You people are not reading. You only read you are a new man in Christ. You only read Paul. Nobody taught us spiritual warfare more than Paul. Peter didn't teach us warfare. Peter told us to die for Christ. Paul told us to fight. I said that prophet, Ahijah also, what was that his name? He took Ankara like this. Used scissors, cut it. As he was cutting it, things were happening in the spiritual realm. There is a place for prophetic declaration and there is another place for prophetic act. Prophetic act. God will tell you, take 7 steps. As you are taking it, things are moving in the spiritual realm. The prophet told that king, say, strike the ground. The man did not strike the ground as much as he, and the king prophet told him, the door is closed. You will only have victory 3 times in your government. And that's what happened. There's prophetic act. There's prophetic declaration. There's prophetic posture. There are things that pertain to prophetic people. My sister, stand up.
Yes.
The Lord says you should go to the market this week. Huh? This is a sign unto you. Huh? Go and buy a new dress. That is the sign of a new future that is giving you. Buy a very beautiful dress or shirt, however you like it. The Lord says it is a sign to you of what is going to do in your life going forward. Don't say amen and then go and sleep. Go to the market. That is an example of prophetic act. As you step into the new week, you will find your sign waiting for you. I said you will find your sign waiting for you. I said you will find your sign waiting for you. And it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter. Those who contend for your life will perish. I was speaking to the head of a family recently, and I said to this person sitting in front of me, and I said to this, I said, everything I tell you now, they are not the words of a man. I said, I know you will not listen. I said, but hear the word of the Lord to you. The Lord said, this matter as it pertains to this, and this, and your effort in that area, the Lord says you have been walking on dry ground. There's nothing there. And you have been in this place for years. The Lord said the battles that have plagued your life for so long, of which you have cried and shouted and prayed and fasted. The Lord said all those things you have done, that there's no way there. You have wasted your time. This is an elderly person of 75 years old, looking into my eyes, hearing somebody tell him that all the praying and fasting. May the Lord speak to you clearly. Amen. I don't care how it hurts me. I want God to speak to me clearly. If I'm making a mistake, I want to talk to me. If I'm doing something right, I want God to tell me. I don't want to be unsure. I don't want to be doubting. I don't know what's happening. Is it the devil? Is it God? Is it Satan? Is it me? I said to this patriarch, I said, the Lord said, the battles for which I've brought you here today, they are the battles you caused by yourself because of your tongue. The Lord said, go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons. When you leave this place, call them. When you call them, they may not want to hear your voice. But when they pick your call, start blessing them. Pray for them. That's what I said. I said, that's the solution. May the Lord be clear with you. Amen. May the Lord be straightforward with you. Amen. The power of clarity, we need it. It's good to see cherubims and all, but Baba, way forward. What should we do? The battle is already against us. What should we do? Is there a way forward? Should we let go? I said, the Lord said, call 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons. When you call them for the next 4 months, call them systematically, and the only thing you will don't ask them for anything. Don't let them ask you for anything. Once they pick, hello, how are you, Brother Pat? You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank for Brother Pat. I bless him in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. When you pray, say, thank you, Brother Pat. God bless you. I say, you must do it for at least 4 months. The Lord said, if you do it, it will restore you, restore your family, and the battle will fade away. In less than 48 hours, the person already broke the instruction. Less than 48 hours. Are we online? In less than 48 hours of the instruction. People don't listen. People know they hear word. People want to hear a prophet of their own making. I told you. I said, this is what God says. In 48 means 48 hours, I got a call. Waiting the apple, no. See, waiting this person, they do. Say, he's fighting here. He's fighting. Ah! I carry my phone. Where are you, sir? So he said, I heard you are at so-so place. Say, something happened there. I say, Baba, if you are a child, I would have flogged. Eh? The Bible said, rebuke not an elder. So this is how you have chosen to grow old. Not listening to instruction. Eh? I say, I may be young. Eh? I say, but on this matter, I'm older than you. I told you something 2 days ago. The spit that we put on the floor hasn't even dried up. You have gone to fight again. Are you a boxer? He said, don't be angry. I said, why are you? Some of you are laughing, but you know you are the carbon copy of that man. Some people want to say, all of us know God. I know. That's why you are suffering. This, I know God. I know God. Nobody who knows God will claim to know God. Because you know that you don't know enough. The little you know, you don't know enough. Sometimes when I leave here, I still get correction from my wife. That thing you said is wrong. Don't do it again. I may not like it, but the truth has been said. Fight with it, argue with it, it's your cup of tea. But we have told you. You must win the battle against yourself. That thing that goes against the word of God. That thing in you that feels you can adjust the word of God. That thing that tells you that Old Testament is gone and New Testament is here. What is the first commandment in the book of Exodus that God gave them when he said, I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Is that Old Testament? Is that one still New Testament? What are you talking about? But on your Lord, you know. Anyhow, what I said in Hausa, in Igbo, is the same thing. You must have no other gods. And I will come back and preach on this one. Because I'm convinced that the reason why a lot of prayers are not answered is because of idols. But your case is different. Amen. As you go back home today, you will sleep and wake up that you have been made whole. I say you have been made whole. Yes, sir. We open the door to last minute breakthroughs and testimonies. Yes, sir. We open the door to last minute breakthroughs and testimonies. Yes, sir. We open the door over you to last minute breakthroughs and testimonies. Yes, sir. The Spirit of the Lord will confirm his word. Yes, in the name of Jesus. That sickness that you spent so much on this year is not going to January with you. Who is that person? That you spent so much on a particular amen this year. Where are you? I want to pray for you. If you are there, come. There was something that you try to treat. If you are there, come. Are you the one spending? My daughter is here. Did she spend any money? I said you spent money. The instruction is clear. Money was spent. Where? It's not your fault. How do you even pray for your daughter? She's the trouble of my soul. Let me start from the spiritual side. Please hold this so I can begin to take my seat. Now, hear me. Look at me. That affliction will become like a dream of the night. Never to be remembered. No doctor's blade is permitted to touch you. The Lord Jesus is your healer. Amen. From today be healed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let there be a transfer of the healing anointing into your body. Amen. And let there be a complete cleansing. Amen. Now receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. A complete cleansing of your body. Amen. No trace, no symptom. Amen. You are free in Jesus' name. Amen. A complete cleansing of every symptom, every trace. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not need drugs again. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Amen. And made whole. Amen. Let me tell you something, my brother. I want to tell you a story, but maybe it might sound like you. When you, all that time you are going to the hospital, that they are deceiving you. I used to go to the hospital like that. They would say it's typhoid. What are they saying in that your place? Malaria. Thing is one kind. It's just there. I was living at Ajaden. I started buying bottled water. Young boy, me that I was drinking well water in my village, in my house. I came to Lagos. You see me, when I wear my starched Oshoni Bank shirt. This is how I used to work. That's how they train us to work. Carry my bottle water. I don't even take the dispenser water in the office. So I'm like, Oshoni big boy. This guy, not even drink. He has his own water. My brother, Ogun. It was spiritual battle. I wasn't drinking water, bottle water, because I wanted. It was the battle in my life that turned me to a person drinking bottle water. Similar like this. Starched with red tie, blue shirt. As I'm walking, they can rush me from there to the hospital. But I will still dress first for over a year now. One day, the doctor said to me, please, if I can ask you, do you believe in speaking in tongues? I'm telling you. The doctor was tired. VI doctor, not my. The doctor said, because we placed you on admission, gave you intravenous for 3 days. As they were removing the syringe, the thing was immediately. Not that I got home, I started shivering again. They say, admit him again. The doctor said, come to my office. See, me, I'm not really a fervent Christian. No. Say, but I want to advise you. Do you know how to speak in tongues? I say, yes. He said, you can speak in tongues. Say, my brother, that's your solution. If not that I saw that the man was FT, it's not someone I can beat. I've been coming here for over a year and a half. What's the name of that hospital? Faith City, VI. After 1.5 year, he now told me that my solution is speaking in tongues. And you are not even speaking in tongues. You know, it's as if God just wants to shame you. That see your life. Now, unbeliever, they advise you. I'm telling you something. This is how I prophesy. I know they shout. I'll just tell you a story. He said you should try it. He said I should try it for a while. That because the drugs are not working. That there's no drug they can give me again for typhoid. I said thank you. Because I was in between disappointment and I don't get HIV. They said not typhoid. They said no medicine. Where to be this? As I was going, he called me back. He said on another note. It's as if the man was prophesying, you know. He said your solution might be in a 100 naira item you will buy. Even as at 2008, antibiotics were expensive. As at then, it was even expensive. Somebody now told me that 100 naira. I don't look at the man. It's not your fault. I went home. As I was going home, a thought just dropped in my head. Say, go and buy water guard. Water guard was 100 naira. When I entered the pharmacy, say they have one more 100 naira. I went there, Pastor Des. I paid. I was laughing like, this man said something. I said, whether it will work or not, I don't know. The voice came again. Every item that has water in your house, go and pour water guard inside. Where I was living, if you know Aja, the real Aja, not this one that they are building estate to. The real Aja, where if thunder strike, your TV will blow. So we used to fetch water. You can't drink the water directly. I poured water guard in every item as I was there, I was praying. Just a little. That was the end of typhoid. It was like a joke. There is nothing God will tell you that will make sense. They will sound stupid. So don't even expect God to say anything that will make sense. It's not in that department. That water guard was what God used to clean the whatever was in the water in my house, whatever. And I was drinking the water. I pray and I drink. But this time around, I did not need to buy bottled water again. Huh? Your solution will be in a 1,000 naira item. God bless you. My sister, what's your name? Uzuamaka. Uzioma. That's U-Z-I. O-Z. Wow. I'm hearing that for the first time. I know Uzoma. I know. What state are you from? Hey, is it in there? Ebeneb? I don't know that side. I know Nicha. I know. Mama, hey. Mama, see your person. Do you know Mama? Mama, see your. Is that area far from your area? Ebeneb. She says she's from Anambra. Ebeneb. Do you know that area? Which local government? Oka North. Okay, that's close to the capital. You go need to see me after. It's a long story. You are healed. You will not need drugs again. In Jesus' name. All right. Pastor Otokwe, do you know her? She's from Anambra. From today, you will not need the doctor's help again. Everything is cancelled. And the Lord Jesus makes you well and whole. In Jesus' name. The Lord makes you whole. You are free in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus makes you well and whole. From today, you are made whole. In Jesus' name. Is there any other person? All right. Let's take an offering to the Lord. I will bless this morning. I will bless this morning. Now the fasting continues tomorrow. The fasting continues tomorrow. And I have a list of all of you that are eating. Please, for those who have not been actively involved, try.